സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരമ്പരാം. ഓം. വി ഹാവ് കംപ്ലീറ്റഡ് ദി 11th ചാപ്റ്റർ, ഈക്ഷിതൃത്വ പ്രകരണം ആർ ഈക്ഷിതൃത്വ സ്വരൂപ പ്രകരണം. ഈക്ഷിതൃ മീൻസ് സാക്ഷി ചൈതന്യം, ആത്മനഃ സാക്ഷി സ്വരൂപം. നൗ ഐ വിൽ ഗിവ് യു ദ സമ്മറി ഓഫ് ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ ഫോർ ഫ്യൂ മിനിറ്റ്സ്, ദെൻ വിൽ ഗോ ടു ദ 12th ചാപ്റ്റർ. ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ കണ്ടെയ്ൻസ് 16 ശ്ലോകാസ്. In this chapter, Shankaracharya talks about two topics. First shloka and second shloka, he introduced the two topics. First shloka, he introduced the sakshi nature, atmanah swarupam. First shloka, he introduced the topic. Then, second shloka, he introduced the second topic. That second topic is jnanena jnanamatrena mokshaha. There is no necessity of karma or karma interference in jnanam. To attain self-knowledge, karma support is not required. Having said these two topics briefly in first and second shlokas, then he starts from third shloka onwards up to 13th shloka, first topic. Atma is Sakshi Chaitanyam. And he explains how Atma is Sakshi Chaitanyam. Atmanah Chinmatratvam. Chinmatra. Atma is Keval. Pure consciousness. Atma means pure consciousness. Sakshi Chaitanyam. Chinmatraha. Being pure consciousness. That is the nature of Sakshi Chaitanyam. Then he said, Sarvagatatvam. This Sakshi Chaitanyam is Sarvagataha. In everybody, in every body, Sakshi Chaitanyam is there. So only one Sakshi, there are no many Sakshis. Sakshyams are many, but Sakshi is one. So Sarvagatatvam, being pervasive. Then he said, Nityatvam. This is always there. Trikale api tishthati, nityatvam, being permanent or eternal. This Sakshi Chaitanyam is eternal. Ideally, pure consciousness is Sakshi Chaitanyam, all pervading eternally. Why eternal? I have no birth. When I say I, means which I, lower I or higher I? When I say eternal, I am higher I. When I have birth and death, it is in the lower eye. So you can shift. You can shift whenever you want, what lower or higher you can shift. When family members comes, put vesham of lower eye. When you come to class, with lower eye, sishya eye, sit in the class, understand your higher eye nature. As Nityaha, I am eternal, I am all pervading. Lower I is only all pervading. Higher I is all pervading. English all. Idu marakka koodad. Lower I is all pervading. Tamil all. Pervading only person. Higher I pervading all. Lower eye is small, higher eye is all. All and small. Not mall. Small. Mall is big. This lower eye is small eye. Okay. Nityatvam. Then asangatvam. I am not touched with anything, associated with anything, touched by anything, associated with anything, not associated, being relationless. Higher I, Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am relationless. When you go home, you have relations as lower I. So you are having relations or relationless, don't say, don't give answer. From which standpoint you have to say? Which standpoint you have to ask? Our standpoint is there. Nobody will ask. So you cannot give answer for an ignorant person. Only Vedantic students can play the drama. Okay, being relationless. Then Nirgunatvam, Aidi Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am Nirguna, attributeless. Aidi higher I am attributeless, lower I is having attributes galore. So many attributes. So all these are all my nature. All these definitions are definitions of me only, the lakshanam of me only. Don't say Brahman is nityam, satyam, sarvagatam. Adella namak enna, and Brahman nanda, therefore I am all pervading, I am asangaha, I am nityaha, I am shuddhaha. Like that you have to claim. I am, when you say all these you are telling, you are keeping the lower I. Konja neram ange iru apparam paathukalaanna. You say lower I ki ippo neenga varaven ahankara I should not allow. And that time afterwards again put vesham. Like that. This is the first topic. So Brihadaranyaka mantra he analyzed Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. Then second topic was introduced in second shloka from 14, 15, 16. He gives only jnanam is sufficient. He says you to destroy ignorance karma is not required, jnanam alone is required. Samsara is because of ignorance. So ignorance cannot be removed by any amount of action. Ignorance can be removed by knowledge. Therefore knowledge alone is sufficient. Jnanam doesn't require karma support. So jnana yoga is enough. Karma yoga, upasana yoga only for chitta shuddhi, chitta ekagrata, not for moksha, not for jnanam. Therefore you need not do anything for moksha. Understand? You need not do anything for moksha. To get jnana yogyata you have to do japa, tapa, dhyanam mandal, ashtanga yoga. But for knowledge you need not do anything. But dhyanam, what about niridhyasanam? Niridhyasana dhyanam is different. Other dhyanam is different. Niridhyasanam is only to convert the paroksha jnanam into aparoksha jnanam. Aham brahmasmi nishthasek. Therefore it doesn't come under karma. There you just remaining in your own nature. Clear? So with this Shankaracharya concludes this 11th chapter. Now we'll go to the 12th chapter. First I'll give you the essence of this 12th chapter. Highly technical topic comes here, very important chapter. I'll give you the introduction. Every one of us get experience. Experience means I anubhava. Experience means anubhava. Knowing something, experiencing something, observing something. So we can take anubhava or experience. Every experience is a mixture. Every experience is a mixture. It has got two components. For example, I show this clip. or I show this pot to you, either clip or pot. Now you experience the pot. All of you experience the pot. Are you experiencing the pot? Yes. Are you experiencing the clip? Yes. Now first I give the example, then we will go to Darshtanta. All of us have this pot experience, clip experience. In this experience of pot or clip, there are two factors. How you experience the pot? Because of light. Because of light you are experiencing the pot. And there is a pot also, there is light also. To experience the pot, what you require? Light is sufficient. Pot is also required. Pot to experience, you require light. Either daylight or tube light. Some light is required. Clear? So this is the first point. Every one of us, every day, getting so many experiences, take one experience as a sample. This sample I am taking, pot experience. When I experience pot, there are two things, two components in that experience. I experience. Then next question, what you experience? I experience a pot, you say. I experience a pot. Pot experience. Or clip experience. Book experience. House experience. Some experience. That means object is there. And how you experience through what? No, light. So light is there. Now come to the point, technical terms I want to introduce. English learning. Technical terms are not Sanskrit, English. This thought is experienced by you through the light. That means experience of thought has got two components or two factors. Light plus pot. Light plus pot is equal to pot experience. Light plus pot is called pot experience. Because of light only I am able to see the pot. Clip plus light, clip experience. Because without light you cannot experience the clip. Therefore you have to say, I experience the clip means I experience the light also. But we are taking it as granted. Light experience we are not remembering. I experience pot. As you are experiencing the pot or clip, you are experiencing one more, light also. The experience of pot or the experience of clip presupposes the experience of the light. Clear? Now, go to the next step. Since there are two components, one is self-luminous, one is non-self-luminous. One is independently luminous, but another is dependently luminous. Luminous means lightened, known, prakasham. This is prakasham, that is prakashakam, illuminator. Light is the illuminator of the pot. Pot is illumined, prakasham. Illumined is called prakasham. Illumined by what? Light. So the light is called prakashakam, illuminator. Now between this illuminator and illumined, what is the difference? Experience is pot experience. We have understood experience is a mixture. In that mixture, there are two things. One is light, another is object. Any object. So, in this light, next step what? One is self-luminous, another is non-self-luminous. Pot is not self-luminous. It is not Svayam Prakashakam. But whereas light, illumined by what? Light need not be illumined by anything. Light is self-luminous. pot is non-self-luminous. Correct? Pot cannot illumine by itself, but light illumine by itself. So light is pervading the whole hall here. When you want to see the pot, you turn your head towards the pot. When you want to see the clip, you turn your head towards the clip. When you want to see the fan, you turn your face towards the fan. But to see the light, all pervading light, you need not turn. When you are seeing the pot also, light is evident. When you are seeing the clip, light is evident. When you are seeing me also, light is evident. When I am seeing you, light is evident. But when I want to see him, I have to turn that side. When I want to see her, I want to look this side. But to see light, which side I have to turn? I need not turn, because light is all pervading. Clear? This is drishtanta. Experience, two components. One is self-luminous, another is non-self-luminous. Now, drishtanta, one more point. Self-luminous is that which makes the non-self-luminous object as luminous. Simple. Self-luminous is that. How can you give self-luminous status to the light? Na? Self-luminous is that which makes the non-self-luminous object as luminous. That independently illumining self-luminous light illumines the non-self-luminous. It cannot illumine by itself. Light illumines itself. So it makes the non-luminous object as luminous. That is called self-luminous. Non-self-luminous is that which is depending upon the self-luminous to illumine itself. Chumma adhe padam da. Appadi ipdi ipdi appadi sollinirken. Non-self-luminous is that which is depending upon the self-luminous for its luminosity. Self-luminous is that which illumines itself by itself. Non-self-luminous is that which illumines by the self-luminous. Clear? Easy? Now you come to the Arshtanta. Whenever we say, I experience, I, you say, in that I, there are two components. There are two components. These words I have introduced, self-luminous, non-self-luminous. Self-luminous is that which makes the non-self-luminous as luminous. So there are six points you have to note. Whole chapter runs on these statements. Number one is this. Light is self-luminous. Any example, clip or pot is non-self-luminous. Number two, clip or pot is non-self-luminous. Number three, self-luminous is self-evident. Svayam prakashaha. Self-evident. Self-luminous is known as self-evident. Number four, non-self-luminous is not self-evident. Non-self-luminous. Here self means not Atma. Any object by itself, it cannot be luminous. It is not self-evident. Because paraprakashaha, not self-evident. Then fifth point, non-luminous is evident because of self-evident luminous. Non-luminous is evident because of self-evident luminous. Sixth point, luminous self is evident, self-evident. It makes the non-luminous evident. The evident word I am using, that's all. Self-evident luminous light makes the non-self non-evident, non-self-evident as evident. Self-luminous, self-evident entity makes the non-self non self evident entity as evident, not self evident. It makes only evident. Can light makes this clip self evident? No, it makes this clip evident or statement. Okay, now we'll go to Dashtanta. Here non self evident is called object. Non self evident, in the example light I have taken and pot or clip I have taken. Now come to Dashtanta, in the light place I have to take Atma. Atma is self luminous. Atma is self luminous. Atma doesn't require anything to be illumined. It doesn't require any illuminator. Just as light doesn't require anything, Atma doesn't require anything to be evident. Light doesn't require anything to be evident because it is self evident. Atma is also self evident, doesn't require to be self evident. It is to be evident, it doesn't require anything. Then second point, in the pot clip place, ahankara you have to write. Ahankara is non-self evident. Because of Atma it is evident. Ahankara is non-self evident. Why it is non-self evident? Because it is evident. It is evident because of Atma. That is why it is non-self evident. Ahankara is not self-evident. Then the third point, Atma makes the Ahankara as evident. Atma which is self-evident makes the Ahankara which is non-self-evident as evident. Atma illumines the Ahankara, that's all. Atma illumines the Ahankara. Ahankara cannot illumine by itself. It is non-self-luminous. Ahankara is non-self-luminous like pot, like clip. Atma alone is self-luminous. Therefore, Atma makes the Ahankara, which is non-self-luminous, as luminous. Why you say so na? So illuminator, Atma, illumined is Ahankara. Then who is this Ahankara? Ahankara is equal to mind plus consciousness. When the mind is associated with consciousness, mind associated with consciousness or consciousness associated mind is called Ahankara. Whenever we say Ahankara, you understand mind plus consciousness. There is no Ahankara without consciousness, without mind. Eppo Ahankara alla solramo, all those places you have to understand Ahankara is equal to consciousness plus mind. Mind is a medium, consciousness is original Atma Chaitanyam. It is shining on its own Chaitanyam. Ahankara is not self-shining. I hope I am communicating. Now, non-luminous mind, which has become luminous, non-luminous mind, which has become luminous by the presence of consciousness, which is self-luminous. Non-luminous mind becomes luminous. Luminous means evident. Mind is evident. You know your mind now? Enna mind? Edo or mind, or a type of mind. Mind is evident. That means that mind is evident, means it is evident because of self-luminous consciousness. Because mind is non-self-luminous, non-self-evident. Since it is non-self-luminous, it is not self-evident. Mind does not know by itself. Mind is known through consciousness or awareness only. Mind cannot know itself. Pot can know itself. Clip can know itself. Why? Non-luminous. It is not self-evident. Whereas consciousness is self-luminous, self-evident, it makes the mind also evident. By making the mind evident, who is coming there? Ahankara. Whenever you say, I, adhila rendu irukku. I am, I know, whenever you say, mind plus atma chaitanyam. You have to understand. Mind itself is not ahankara. Mind itself is not ahankara. So any self-evident object is compared to the self. Any self-evident object is compared. Light is self-evident. It is compared to atma, consciousness. Self-luminous light in Vedanta. In Vedanta, only outside people do not know all these things. Any self-luminous is compared to a self-evident entity or self-luminous light. Now, Atma is self-luminous light or not? Because it is self-evident, self-luminous. Therefore, we can call it as light. Light is that who is self-luminous, self-evident, and makes everything evident. Light is that, definition of light. What do you mean by light? Right? About light now. Light, light and don't take light lightly. Okay. Don't take light as lightly. Light is so heavy. Okay. Light is that in whose presence all things are evident, which makes the things evident. So self-luminous. Whatever self-luminous is light. That is why consciousness is also called light. Now we understand people call Atma Jyoti, Atma Jyoti, and they are thinking Jyoti is moving in the body from top to bottom. Don't take literally. Atma is not a light. It is not a jyoti. Light like light. Why we have compared it with light now? Because light is self-luminous. In presence of light, everything is known. It makes this non-self-luminous object as evident. Non-self-luminous as luminous. Therefore, it is called light. What about Atma? Atma also doing the same thing. It is light because it makes all non-self-luminous as luminous. It is self-evident and makes the non-evident objects into evident. You have to contemplate a lot on this. I am self-luminous consciousness. Experience the objects. I pervade the object, I experience the clip. Clip plus consciousness. That's why I say, I experience. That is why sometimes experience can be called as consciousness. Understand? Experience can be called as consciousness, but this statement people get confused. You have to carefully understand. Experience can be called as consciousness. You should not stop with that statement. You should continue further. Experience can be called as consciousness because in every experience, consciousness is self-evident. Without consciousness, self-luminous, self-evident consciousness, I cannot experience anything in this world. Without self-luminous, self-evident consciousness, I cannot experience anything in this world. Therefore, consciousness can be called as experience. Consciousness is not experience. Since in every experience, what is must? Consciousness. Clear? 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 Okay. So, consciousness, in the presence of consciousness, the self-luminous consciousness, the mind is illumined. Whose mind? My mind only illumined. Illumined by me, the consciousness, mind gets the status of ahankara. Aham, 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 ahankara. I am, ahankara means not pride here. I, that ego. Ego means don't take in negative sense. Ego means I am doing, I am going, I am, I am, I am. In that I experience, and the non-angaradala ennirikar unnirikar. Mind plus consciousness. One is self-evident, self-luminous, and another one is non-self-luminous, non-self-evident. Mind is depending upon consciousness. Consciousness is depending upon mind. And chulanama? Chulakodadu. Light is depending upon the clipper for its existence. Clip to be clip, it is depending upon the light. Light to be as a light, it need not depend on anything. Adi madri, mind to be as ahankara, to do certain duties, certain works as I, it needs consciousness. Then mind becomes an ahankara and play mother role, father role, brother role, sister role, all roles. So in the I, angaradha ennenna irukku theriyiradha, consciousness plus mind. I am, aham, I am so and so, so and so what, in the consciousness, adhi vittitom. Just as we are not bothering about the light, we are all bothering about the clip. In the clip romba nanna irukke, in the pot nanna irukke, same pot Swami is using, or old pot or new pot. None of us turn our attention towards light. Our attention, not parvai, not vision, not attention, light. Because of whose blessings you are knowing the pot. Similarly, now we enter into the shloka. What is happening now? In jagrata, in swapna, in sushupti, you have to understand. In jagrata avastha, waking state, mind plus atma, both are evident. In jagrata avastha. Now you are in which avastha? Jagrata avastha. Therefore, there are two things. One is self-luminous Atma consciousness plus non-self-luminous, non-self-evident mind. Both are there in Jagradavastha, mixture. Then Swapnavastha also like that. Mind plus consciousness. Because you are knowing the Swapna, experiencing the Swapna, you are experiencing Jagradavastha? You are experiencing or not? If we Jagradavastha irukkavani theriyuma theriyada? Theriyum. That means in that experience there must be two. Clip experience, pot experience and adhe adhe pokudadu. Come to Jagrada experience. Waking world, now I am experiencing. This waking experience presupposes two components. Why? Every experience must have two components. So in this waking world experience, is experience, this experience also must have two factors. One is mind factor, another is consciousness factor. Mind plus consciousness. Then you experience Jagradavastha. இதெல்லாம் தெரியாமலே கூட எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பண்றோமே சுவாமி. அதுக்குதான் அஜ்ஞானி அசட்டு அர்த்தம், அசடு அர்த்தம். தெரியாமலே எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் பண்றோம். So, how many of us focusing on light? Light principle, without which you cannot see the clip. Either it is tube light or any sunlight. We are not remembering at all. If you don't remember sunlight, tube light doesn't matter. But you don't remember consciousness. Very important, self-luminous, self-evident consciousness, there is some problem, tragedy. Life cannot be a sport, life will become miserable. You have to know two factors. When you say swapna avastha also I experience dream. Experience chunnane rundirkanu. Mind plus consciousness. That is called ahankara. What about sleep? Mind minus consciousness. Because there is no experience. What am I experiencing in dream? In sleep, if I experience anything, it will not be called as sleep. It cannot be called as sleep. If I experience anything, and then after waking up, you say what? I slept well. I don't know anything. I don't experience anything. I have not experienced anything. Adhula enna theriyirathu? There are no two factors. Why? Experience is not there. Therefore, two factors need not be there. Which one factor must be there? Atma. Sarvagataha, Nityaha, it has to be there. In sleep, mind is not functioning. Therefore, ahankara is also not formed. Ahankara is not there. Only consciousness is there. It is available all the time. After waking up only you can talk. Mind minus consciousness only was there in sleep. You understand this, you experience this in sleep or waking? Waking. If you experience this in sleep, it is not a sleep. It is only waking world. Understand? Whole Vedanta is around Jagrat Swapna Sushupti Avastha. Your Jagrat Swapna Sushupti itself you understand more than enough to claim Aham Brahmasmi. Except that we understand everything. Except our waking world, except our waking experience, dream experience and sleep experience, we want to experience everything. Who is this waker? Who is this dreamer? Who is this sleeper? That's why analysis is required. Now we'll read the first shloka with this background. Prakashastham yatha deham. Salokamabhimanyate drashtabhasam tathachittam drashtahamiti manyate. Now Acharya gives technical terms to this self-luminous, non-self-luminous, for them he gives the names. First we will know the names and we will see the meaning later. In first shloka, he gives the essence of this entire chapter. In this shloka, Atma, mind and world. Atma, mind and world. Mind is that which is experiencing the world. Mind is that which is experiencing the world. Atma is that which is the witnesser of the mind, drashta. Self-luminous is known as drashta. Technical name, drashta. Self-luminous, self-evident entity has got a name called drashta. Non-self-luminous, non-self-evident one is called drishyam. Drishyam, that which is illumined is called drishyam. Prakasham is called drishyam. Prakashakam, illuminator, is called drashta. Drashta, drishyam. In between, mind. Mind. So this self-luminous Atma illumines the mind and mind gets the status ahankara status. This ahankara is drashta from the standpoint of the world and drishyam from the standpoint of Atma, care of drishya viveka. Mind is both. That is why Acharya gives two names for the mind. திருஷ்யதிருக்கு மீன்ஸ் திருஷ்யம் ஆல்சோ திருக் ஆல்சோ. மைண்டுக்கு பேர் என்னன்னா திருஷ்யதிருக்கு. அகங்காரா இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் திருஷ்யதிருக்கு, ஆர் மைண்ட் அலோன் வி கேன் டேக் ஆஸ் திருஷ்யதிருக்கு ஆர் அகங்காரா ஆல்சோ. வை இட் இஸ் கால்ட் திருஷ்யதிருக்கு? இட் இஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் திருஷ்யம் ஃப்ரம் த ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட் ஆஃப் செல்ஃப் லியூமினஸ் ஆத்மா. Having borrowed the luminosity illumined by Atma, this mind has got the capacity to illumine the other objects. Carefully listen. Mind plus consciousness, ahankara. This mind has got a capacity to illumine other objects. But clip cannot illumine other objects. Mind can illumine. Mind illumines the clip. Now you experience the clip. Mind is the illuminator. Mind or ahankara is the illuminator. Clip is illumined. Mind is illuminator from the standpoint of clip. Illumined from the standpoint of Atma, consciousness. So mind is playing two roles. Playing anna, playing role anna, as though illumined by Atma, therefore it is Drishyam, not clip, mind. Mind is illumined by Atma, therefore Drishyam from the standpoint of Atma. Same mind or Ahankara is illuminator from the standpoint of world. World is not directly illumined by Atma. World is illumined by Atma through the mind. World is illumined by Atma through the mind. Mind directly illumines world by the blessing of Atma. World is illumined by the Ahankara by the blessing of Atma. Yen Ahankaratil Atma irukku. Mind cannot illumine by itself. It is non-luminous, non-self-evident. It has to be luminous, it has to be evident by consciousness. But people do not know this. Taking this ahankara as everything, it is luminous, it is self-luminous. This is called ajnana. If you know this, ahankara is non-self-luminous. It is non-self-evident. It is blessed by Atma Chaitanyam. Next word. Atma the Drashta is ever the Drashta, ever the illuminator. World is ever the illumined. World is ever the illumined, never the illuminator. Atma is ever the illuminator, never the illumined. World is ever the illumined, never the illuminator. What about ahankara? Ahankara is illuminator also, illumined also. Mind is illuminator also, illumined also. Illumined by Atma, illuminator of the world. Mind is illumined by Atma. Mind is the illuminator of the world. That is why Drishyadrik. Rendu status. Paavam Atma ku ore status da. Drashta status. In the rendu status la Drik Drishya status la. Drishyam it is. Drik status also mind ki irukkira Drik status is real or unreal. Temporary or permanent. Temporary. Temporary. What about our hero Atma, Drik status, Drashta status? Permanent, Nityam. Therefore, this mind is Jadam, Anatma. Why you are taking mind as real? Which cannot luminous without the Atma. Therefore, self-luminous Atma you are, claim that Atma. Unfortunately, people look into the shloka now. If you know this, you are a muktaha. you are a gnani. Now all of your gnanis are not. Atma, ever the illuminator, ahankara, never the ever the sallakudal. It is illuminator also, illumined also. That is why it has got a running katanana status. World is never the illuminator, ever the illumined. Nitya drashta, mind is anitya drashta. Anitya drik, because it is having drishyam status from the standpoint of Atma. Look into the mantra, sloka. Yatha deham prakashastham. This body is illumined now. This body is illumined by sunlight. When you are walking in the sunlight, this body is illumined. Body is, you are knowing your body. You are experiencing your body. Either in this light or daylight or night light, this light, you are experiencing the body. Prakashastham, deham, just as your body is illumined, how salokam adhimanyate, it is having self-luminosity. We are thinking, your body is evident because of light. My body is evident to you, you are experiencing my body, I am experiencing your body because of the blessing of light. Or daytime I am experiencing also because of sunlight. But what do you think? Avanu paathin irukken nanu solran. I saw that person, I saw him, I saw her. How you saw? Means I saw, means I experienced that person. How you experienced only person? With light, sunlight or with light. But none of us, as though we are all self-evident, madri. Body is self-evident. Switch off the light. How self-evident we can understand? That is why in Eka Shloki, beautifully Shankaracharya writes, Kim Jyotirbhanumanahanime. Like that shloka, in one camp I took that shloka. Beautiful shloka. So, body is evident because of light. But we, all of us, think body is evident by itself. No. Even your body you cannot see without sunlight. There is no sunlight, imagine, suppose. Can you see anything in this world? Can you see your body also? You cannot see your body. So light is there. But every one of us thinks, salokam abhimanyate. This is having its own light, self-luminosity, self-evident. Madri nanikkaram namo. It is not self-evident. It is evident because of light. But none of us remember. If in ukandrukom, in the class, each one of us are evident because of how many lights are here? So many lights, so bright hall. None of us remember the light. Because of whom? Each of us looking our ways. Paavam paarunga, and the light ni enna pannitam paarunga. And thinking, nanakku nane theriyara maadhiri, enna akramam idu. Saalokam abhimanyate. Aalokam anna light. Saalokam means along with light. As though I am self-evident maadhiri. என்ன செல்ஃப் எவிடென்ட்? லைட் இல்லைன்னு தெரியும். ஒரு நிமிஷம் சுவிட்ச் ஆஃப் பண்ண என்னோட உடம்பு எனக்கே பார்க்க முடியாது. ஐ கேன் சி மை ஓன் பாடி. சன்லைட் இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஐ கேன் நாட் சி மை பாடி. பட் வி கன்சிடர் சாலோகம் அலாங் வித் லைட், செல்ஃப் லூமினஸ். அபிமன்யதே திரஷ்டாபாசம் ததா சித்தம். Therefore, chittam, mind, is drashta abhasam. It is a fake drashta. It is not real drashta. Abhasam anna unreal, fake drashta. Why? Mind, chittam means mind. Mind doesn't have self-luminosity. It is not self-evident. It is blessed by consciousness. That is why chittam is திரஷ்டாபாசம். திருஷ்ய திருக்கு சொன்னா இல்லையா மைண்ட், அந்த திருஷ்டு திருஷ்ய திருக்கு ஆபாச திரஷ்டா. அதுக்கு தமிழ் ஆல்சோ திஸ் ஆபாசமா இருக்கு. நாட் ஒரிஜினல் என்ன அசகியமா இருக்கு. இந்த திரஷ்டா ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் த மைண்ட், ஆபாச திரஷ்டா என்ன ஸ்லீப்ல கிடையாது, போச்சு. ஸ்லீப்ல திரஷ்டாவே இல்லை. When you wake up and sit, drashta comes. When you go to sleep, drashta gone. அந்த வேக்கிங்ல பாருங்க, திரஷ்டா நான் சத்தியமா நினைக்கிறது இது பாருங்க. என்ன டான்ஸ் பண்றது பாருங்க, பண்ண வைக்கிறது. நம்ம டான்ஸ் பண்றோம், we are dancing in front of that. Understand, ahankara is abhasa drashta, false drashta. In the false drashta nu vechindi edukkaga ahankaram namakku, why we are having lot of pride, lot of ego, keeping this fake drashta abhasa ahankara. If I know its real nature, I will never develop any sort of pride or arrogance or any sort of ajnana continuation won't be there. இப்ப புரியறது நமக்கு என்ன தெரியாது தெரியாது புரியறதும். You are learning here what? You are learning what you are, you do not know. That we are learning. I understand what I do not know. இப்ப புரியறது நமக்கு என்னென்ன தெரியாதோ நிறைய தெரியாது சுவாமினி, தெரியறத நினைச்சேன். அதுதான் ஆபாசம், திரஷ்டாபாசம், சித்தம். வை திரஷ்டாஹம் இது மன்யதே, ஐ ஆம் திரஷ்டா. Who is seeing? Mountain. I am seeing. Hey, you are not seeing. You, the ahankara, blessed by the consciousness, you are seeing. Appadi thane sollanum. I am seeing the mountain blessed by the consciousness. And solromo? Sollala. Evlo ahankaram paarunga. Sollamaatom. Always remember. Nandri kattavane, kattavane nu solluva. Ingratitude persona irukkakoodathu. Gratitude irukkanum. That self-luminous, self-evident consciousness is blessing the non-self-luminous, non-self-evident mind. By blessing that ahankara, it is becoming and knowing everything, experiencing everything. In every experience, one must be remembered. What? Aham drashta consciousness. Ever the drashta, not abhasa drashta. Abhasa drashta for vyavahara. Vyavaharam is there or not, I remain ever. If vyavahara is there, I help the ahankara mind to become ahankara and do vyavahara. If objects are not there in front in sleep, what am I doing? I just keep my drashta status aside. Why? Mind is taking rest. It doesn't want me in sleep. Mind is taking rest. It doesn't want to become ahankara. Therefore, I, the consciousness, self-luminous, self-evident consciousness, remain as consciousness. Not as drashta. My illumination is not required for the mind in sleep. That's why I exist or not. I exist as what? I exist as consciousness, not as drashta. Once mind comes, enakku venum ennu sonna, sorry, okay, I become a drashta for your sake, and mind becomes ahankara. Then ahankara does what? Experiencing the world. What a knowledge! How one can miss this knowledge? Tell me. Now class is important or not? பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.